Today, you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode 114. Make the most of your time with a writing pipeline. Have you ever sat down at the computer when you finally carved out time to write only to discover you have no idea where to start or what to say? You end up wasting a lot of precious time if that's your approach. In times like that, it's nice to have a plan, a process, a system of some sort that helps you take your projects from start to finish. I'd like to recommend you develop a writing pipeline. A process with phases or stages that takes a writing project from the initial idea to final product, including the step of shipping it out into the world. I'm not suggesting your writing turns into an assembly line process, churning out uninspired content to meet quota or deadlines. Not at all. In fact, a piece you're working on might live in the draft phase for long stretches while you noodle it. So while a pipeline process might make you become more efficient, it's not only about efficiency. Whether you formalize the process or not, any given piece of writing hits various phases along its journey. By identifying where something is in the pipeline, you can steadily work on it, moving it along, knowing where it's at and what's left to do before it's ready to ship. I don't mean to overcomplicate this idea, but I see 5 phases, not including pre-writing activities, which would be mainly reading and research. Reading and research activities precede and really kind of transcend the pipeline, as the books you're reading and quotes from experts might apply to any or all or none of your projects. I'll mention them briefly, though, because while they don't always represent the start of a project, reading and research can have their own storage system that supports the pipeline stages. So let's consider reading and project-specific research. I read widely, just for fun or to follow my curiosity, but I also purposely seek out and store articles, excerpts, quotes, and interviews that might contribute to a particular project. I have a folder labeled Research where I can drop articles and things to read, and I also use an app called Pocket. If you search for it, it's called getpocket.com. In it, I save articles to read when I have time. And of course, I read books of all kinds, ebooks, printed books, and audiobooks, knowing in any of these I might find content to include in one of my projects. My bookshelf, Pocket, and my research folder are like giant hoppers I continually fill with inspiration and potential. I pull from the hopper to read and curate the best quotes and ideas. Those need to go someplace different, set apart from the jumble. I put them in a notes and quotes folder. I can tag a note with keywords in Evernote, making it easier to search and sort as needed, but I also use a folder, even though a lot of people have abandoned folders in Evernote. I often dip into this notes and quotes folder when projects are in the draft stage to integrate the nuggets I gathered. Those are some of the pre-writing activities. Now, the pipeline itself. I've identified 5 stages or phases in a writing pipeline. In Evernote, I actually drag and drop a project file into the next folder and the next in the pipeline as it progresses along. You can easily adapt the pipeline concept to many other systems, even a physical system with file folders or a 3-ring notebook, moving from hanging folder to hanging folder or divider to divider. Any project starts with an idea, so I have an ideas folder. In that folder, I have 1 master file I can open and add any idea I think of. I might write them as headlines or as a 1-sentence summary or both. If I scribble an article or essay idea onto an envelope in the car, I copy this into the file. I also drop in headline templates just for fun, so I might generate more ideas that way. Or I insert keyword lists that interest me. Those live in their own files within the ideas folder. Then there are drafts. The drafts folder holds any and all works in progress, the projects that are really in process. When I'm energized and have time to write, most likely I'll open this folder because whatever I choose to work on, it'll require focused mental energy needed for content creation. This is where I'm still building out a project, still developing the idea. When the piece is parked here, the entire draft is not fully formed. This is where the projects and I, as the writer, spend the most time. When the piece has finally taken shape and feels as fully developed as I could manage in the draft stage, I move it on down the pipeline, and this means I move the file over to the final edits folder. I pop on my editing hat and I go to work. And I want to spend more time with this project, sticking with it until it feels truly complete. Not perfect, but complete and polished. Proofread. This is where I'll finalize the piece so it's ready to send. Next, I see the pipeline as having a shipped phase. I see this as its own phase, separate from the published portfolio or archive of my work. In terms of labeling the pipeline, I think of shipped work as the final version that's actually still in process. I'm no longer tweaking it. What's in process is the decision. After I ship, I'm waiting for a response from someone, an agent, an acquisitions editor, contest results, or I'm waiting for the publishing date to roll around. If I've submitted an essay or poem to a literary magazine, I'll have to track that piece. It's shipped, but it's not published and requires follow-up. For articles that live on my website, I'll prep the post, and if I'm working ahead, I'll schedule it for a week or more out. The final version of that piece can live in the shipped folder until it's published, and then I can move it to the next phase, which is the portfolio or archive folder. When it's there, hey, congratulations! Your piece has been sent out into the world. It's published, maybe on your own website, maybe as an article in a magazine, or maybe your project is a book picked up by a publisher and it's launch day. Now that your piece is being read and enjoyed, your final shipped version can move over to a portfolio or archive folder. For shorter pieces, you'll get a copy of the finished product, which they call a clip. Whether you grab a screenshot of it online or you get a hard copy to scan and save as a PDF, the clip can go into that file too. As your portfolio file grows, you'll realize you're creating a body of work. Look back on it now and then to realize you are doing the work of a writer. You can usher one piece of writing all the way through the pipeline before starting another, or you can steadily move multiple projects down the pipeline, each at a different stage. It's up to you. But this is not a manufacturing plant for your writing. This is a way for you to organize your writing process so that when you sit down at the desk, you can open the file of any given project, know what it needs given the phase that it's in, and get to work, confidently taking all your projects from start to finish. I'm Ann Croker, cheering you on as a writing coach in your ear, everywhere we may meet, at my website, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, in your inbox, here on this podcast, or even in person. I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for listening.